This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moscoene, sitting in for Terry Gross. Few tales in soul music are as odd as that of Joe Tex, a black man with a lifelong desire to enter the world of country music, one of the few soul artists to be based in Nashville, a preacher who renounced Christianity, and a lifelong teetotaler who died from alcohol and drug abuse. He would have been 65 tomorrow. Rock historian Ed Ward says Joe Tex remains a mystery even now.
I don't have a love that I have been used to. I don't have anyone to say, Joe, I miss you. So if it's true that you're blue, 'cause the same thing has happened to you, don't hesitate, don't make me wait, meet me in church. You see, my love affair.
Joe Tex had been kicking around for a long time before he got his first hit. He'd been born Joseph Arrington Jr. in 1933, or maybe 1935, in Baytown, Texas. And after the usual experiences in church and talent shows, he was discovered by singer Arthur Prysock in a club on Long Island. And Prysock took him to Henry Glover at King Records, who was so impressed he signed him on the spot. The early records he made there, though, showed a lack of direction. Sometimes he sounded like Little Richard, sometimes like Fats Domino, and always, in the back of his mind, he wanted to be a country singer. He claimed, and it can't be proven, that he wrote the immense hit Fever for Little Willie John, a song turned into a million seller by Peggy Lee, based on the chords of Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 Tons, and sold the song to Glover for a month's rent. Flushed with success, as he saw it, he headed to Nashville, bought a purple cowboy outfit, and hung around the backstage of the Grand Ole Opry, hoping to be discovered. This is where Buddy Killen, a successful country producer, first saw him, but it was a while before they actually met. Meanwhile, Tex headed to New Orleans, then back to Nashville, writing songs for Jerry Butler and James Brown, who was dating his ex-wife. In 1960, someone recommended he go and see Killen, who was working at Tree Music, one of Nashville's biggest publishers, and Killen realized he had a major talent in front of him. Since no one wanted to sign him, Killen and a partner started Dial Records, and for 4 years managed a few local successes. By 1964, though, he was about to give up when, at a session in Muscle Shoals, they took a song Tex had thrown together and hated and, out of dozens of versions, spliced together something to release.
You had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got. You had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got. Someone will have it before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Listen, fellas, you know it's not.
Atlantic Records snapped it up, and Hold What You've Got launched Joe Tex's career. He was a tricky songwriter, playing with the lengths of lines and delivering songs with strong moral messages. In 1969, at the height of his success, Joe had a religious awakening when he heard some preachers from the Nation of Islam. Although he couldn't line up their idea with the white man as the devil with his own life experience, he retired to his farm, took the name Yusuf Haziz, and spent some time preaching his own brand of Islam. But in 1972, he called Killin' again, and the next record they did was the biggest of his career.
Oh, I gotcha! Uh-huh, you thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You tried to sneak by me now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it to you! Come on!
He toured and recorded erratically, and in 1977 had one last hit. Gonna Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman was his swan song. In 1979, for reasons no one can explain, not even Buddy Killin, who knew him as well as anyone, this man, who had never touched drugs or alcohol in his life, went on a 5-year bender and suffered a heart attack in August 1982, which killed him several days later. Joe Tex is an enigma, but one who embodies a lot of the contradictions of American music. He may have wanted to be country, but he left behind a legacy of some of the greatest soul music ever.
Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin. This is Fresh Air.